Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Hey, hey, and yay, yay, microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You are now tuned in to Fabulous Fridays. I am your cousin Marcy, and I think I'm here with Queen. Queen, are you with me? Queen may not be here. Hey, there she is. I was like, don't you have me over here on super ultra magnetic sweaty palms.
Okay, no worries. My voice is a little, it's a little low. It's going to be a little low. I don't know what's going on with it. It's been like that for a few days now. So, but now I am here. Yeah. So good evening to you. Good evening to Lou, and good evening to everyone who's tuned in.
Yay!
Friday to us all, and welcome to our show. What's happening, cousin?
Amen to that. When you said happy Friday, it is. I'm feeling it this Friday, Queen. Today is the 12th day straight of work, and I'm just ready to, it's Friday. It is officially Friday over here, so I'm just ready to relax and amen. Praise be. Yeah. Well, how was your day today?
Today was pretty eventful. I just got back actually from Gabriel's basketball game that he had. Their team won 22-0, so that was a good little game to see those out there.
Okay.
Netball. Mm-hmm. 7 and 9 year olds. They're so defensive. They're like, we didn't come here to play. We came here to beat y'all down. So it's pretty cool to watch those little young.
That's a blowout.
It's a blowout. So it was good. So I had a pretty eventful day.
That's what's up. Oh, no, right? Well, congratulations. What's their team name?
I don't even know.
You know? Well, congratulations.
They're like the red and whatever the opposite team's jersey colors is.
Uh-huh.
So they're the red team. That's what it is.
All right. Love Bug and the red team, congratulations on that blowout. Y'all did that. Alrighty. Well, Queen, you say your voice is going to be a little low. I think I got them pulled up. We're going to shout out our sponsors and get this thing on the way. Shout out, as always, to our wonderful producer, Mr. Jilu, BTP Media Group, DD Harrison, Tweed Cadillac, and of course DJ Maniac, who helped Mr. Jilu on his productions. He does have a new album out at this time, so make sure you go check it out on all streaming platforms. It is available. If you're interested in going ahead and giving us some affirmations tonight, you can reach us at 914-803-4001. We're always happy to hear from our listeners. And we hope you enjoy tonight's show, Queen, where we're going to go back to the good times.
80s and 90s, R&B. I said, telling my daughter earlier, I said, this is y'all's zone. 80s and 90s. And she said, how old is Cousin Marcy? I'm not going to put your age out there. I did tell her, though.
One of them I'm neck and neck with, so
that's what I told her.
She already
but I'm not gonna tell the people. I told her. So like, that's pretty cool. So she may be tuned in.
Good. Please tune in. More listeners. Tell the people. Alrighty. Well, let's go on and get this thing started, because I sure don't want to bore the people. The list was pretty much made up of different R&B groups from the 80s and the 90s. You know me, I don't want to bore the people. Made up from different people and stars of the 80s and the 90s. We're going to highlight some male and female artists. If you were into, you know, R&B back then, you're going to hear some of your favorites, and you might hear something a little new. So, Mr. Jilu, if you're ready, we're going to get this thing going. Queen, I know you know this one, even though it was in the 80s. But, of course, Mr. Luther Vandross, Never Too Much. Such a party song. Just, like, makes you smile all over. But, yep, let's get this thing rolling. Mm-hmm. Fabulous Fridays. Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and Mr. Jilu. Let's go.
don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my shining star, my guiding light, my love that I see. There's not a minute, hour, day or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list, cause I'm always thinking of you. I still remember in the days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in. Oh my love, a thousand kisses from you is never enough. I just don't wanna stop. Oh my love, a million days in your arms is never enough. I just don't wanna stop.
Never much, never too much. Never too much, never too much.
On this fabulous Fridays. Yes, Queen. I say, you know that one.
Well, now that I have an understanding of things, I know, yes. I don't know where, see, I've been out of the loop, so. I'm with you now, I guess.
Yay! Look,
because I was like, wait a minute, like, yeah, I was tripping.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening?
No, we can't, look, we can't throw our list away because something else was played. No, we going to fit that in. So, yeah, we R&B in it tonight. Well, I know you know this one. Our Jay-Z sampled it. We're doing Melissa Morgan, Fool's Paradise. One of my favorites. Thought she would fit in really good. So let's get into it.
Thank you. What's good? It's your man MC Shan, and you tuned into the G Lu Show, Flashback Fridays. Y'all already know what it is. One time for your mind, two times for your soul.
Gotta love MC Shan.
Yeah, he be real, real activated. He be like, one time for your mind, two times for your soul. Love MC Shan.
Yeah.
Yep. And that Fool's Paradise, that one. Oh, yes.
To Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes, they did win the Los Angeles Award. They won an award for the Funnel Cakes has been selected as the winner for the 2022 Los Angeles Awards in the category of Dessert Shop. So shout out to Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes. They are really doing amazing things with their brand. Shout out to them. I just seen that. I need my voice.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I mean, that's a big accomplishment right there.
That is. By the city.
Because there's a lot of desserts. It's a lot of dessert places out there, and to win that award, to be selected as the winner, So blessings to them.
Yeah.
More prosperity. Yeah. I just wanted to shout that.
That's right.
For that achievement.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's an achievement. That's some good news. Queen, I know you don't want to strain your voice.
I know, right? It was doing it in and out. It's been doing that for about 2 weeks now. It's like really, really low where I just can't even be heard. I don't know what's happening. So yeah, that Melissa Morgan, that was one of my favorites there when it was out. And also the next one coming up as well, that's definitely on my top. For Jean Karn.
I be trying to fit some in. I be like, the queen gonna like this one.
I like them all.
Let's get into
even
it.
The ones I'm not familiar with. I like them all. It's just all good. Music.
Yeah. Right. Well, we on the ride, y'all. Don't let it go to your head. Jean Karn. Fabulous Fridays.
Now that you know.
Don't let it go to your head, no, 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 no. Don't let it go to your head. Hey, what's up? This is Ellie Sunshine of the Treacherous Three. You're tuned into the G. Lou Show on Flashback Fridays. Peace.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yay, yay, yay. We are back. Queen, I just realized something. I didn't even know that song till like last year. You know how I knew that song? Because of Brand Nubian, the rap group.
Oh, really?
I didn't even know. Yeah, I knew that chorus, but I'm like barely familiarized with that song. But I knew I liked it on that Brand Nubian.
Yeah, that's an oldie but goodie right there. Truly it is. I also want to say tonight, on the Friday night, the G. Lou Show interviews. He's having a special guest by the name of Bozo. So check that out this evening as well, right after our show, 9:30 p.m. Pacific and 12:30 a.m. East Coast time. So yeah, check that out tonight, hosted by G. Lou.
Yay. After Hours, the Bozo, huh? All right.
Uh-huh. And also the Sunday Oldies Rule Forever as well with Queen A. Love. So always check that out in the Blue Room.
The Blue Room.
Yeah, sometimes
right.
He has it lit up. It's blue, you know. That ambiance has an ambiance to it. It's only right because it goes with the music.
Yay, yay. Some oldies rule forever. Be a packed house up in there. That's like getting into the club. You got to stand on line for that Sunday after hour show, right?
Yeah, you gotta be ready for it. Look at that. That one right
ready.
There. That's one of my favorites by G. Lou, that sample right there.
Oh, joy.
One more time for your mind.
Good time. All right, Queen. Well, where are we going to? Oh, another one that I didn't really know. I only knew it because of who did this. I think Dougie Fresh, but Rising to the Top by Kenny Burke. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one to learn. That was a good sample, too. So let's keep on rising to the top, y'all, on this Fabulous Friday. Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy and Mr. G. Lou. Right.
What?
Yes, that one goes, goes, goes.
Give it all you got. Yes, yes, yes. So what else is going on, Cousin Marcy?
Oh, you know, just when you try not to pay attention, the news has just been hilarious this week. A couple of things happened. You see what went down with our coach, but you know what? That's neither here nor there. It's just like,
you know,
I don't...
We were talking about that. I told my daughter, I said, why did you have to bring me along into that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why did her name have to be brought into that? The coach had a name already by himself. So, yeah, it's too much. That's why I just, I'm telling you, girl, I listen to family, I watch Family Feud. And
did you start any of those shows I told you to watch? I didn't told you to watch four shows we didn't get to watch while you was here.
Oh, you know, I don't think I've watched my one.
Oh, goodness. We're going to save it for the next time. Next time, next time. Put it in the air.
Put it out there.
Yeah, Family Feud is better than TMZ any day, so.
Most definitely.
It's like everybody is into telling on everybody, and it, you know, it's just crazy. It's just like you wouldn't want to talk to anybody or speak to anybody. Like, just everyone,
know,
like,
that's
listen
exactly
to some R&B or something.
I found myself listening to a lot of Marvin Sapp. Really listening to it word for word, and because I went through an old spiritual maintenance, still going through it, you know, because of this, you know, everything that you read or you look at, social media, all that, girl, can just,
We're grateful for you, Queen. We always grateful for you, but you have to do what you have to do for yourself. We've talked to the, you know, people, and we try to pump that, but we have to take it in for ourselves, and only you know what's best for you. Like, I totally dig it. Like, what an example. You know, appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you. And speaking of that, we had a guest on here, 777 Blessed. G. Lou and I had him on the show for the second time. He now has shirts on his website, T-shirts, if anyone's interested in going to purchase one at 777blessed at gmail.com. You can go ahead and shoot him an email and ask him the exact site, because when I went on the site, I didn't see it. I happened to order mine through him. But, yeah, you can DM him at 777blessed on IG to get one of his shirts. Great representation, strong message on them. So if anyone is interested, good quality as well. You know those T-shirts that have a stretch to it? Not a big stretch, but just enough stretch. Well, those T-shirts have stretch in them. They're pretty good quality. So,
And also, go get yours. Davies. Go cop that.
Absolutely. Check out his new single, The New West. He gives a shout out to G. Lou and myself. He has a video on his YouTube page at Bandana Davies, D-A-V-I-S, common spelling of bandana. So check that out as well. The New West.
Salute. Bandana. Shoot. I've seen his little videos. I'm like, all right, then, cuz I see you. He just snuck old Tom Cruise on in there. Yeah.
Right?
I love it. Yeah. I'm here for all of that.
They're
personality.
Different. Yeah, different. You know, everybody has their own unique everything. So, yeah.
I know that's right.
The New West. So, yes, I hope we can move right along. What do we have on this?
Yeah, we got two. I know one of them for sure is your fave. But we're going to get into some Atlantic Star. I used to wonder, did them and Midnight Star ever have a beef? I'm going to have to research that one day. But everybody wants to be
because of the stars, right?
Right. Like, okay, let's kind of get a different name going. But we got Four Leaf Clover, and then let's go right into that You Know How to Love Me by your Phyllis Hyman, the queen. Yes. So, yeah.
Two great selections.
Thank you, queen.
check it out, y'all. You are listening to the G Lou Show, and this is DJ Clientele. It's hot, it's happening, it's popping. Tune in, and you're going to get a treat every single time. Word up.
You know, I keep hearing about this movie with Viola Davis, Woman King. I really want to go check that out. You know, she's an amazing actress.
The Woman King, yes, sound the alarm. Oh. It's number one in the box office right now. Go check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I said that's the most melanin we've seen on a screen like that other than Black Panther since Shaka Zulu, which a lot of people probably know you're not old enough to remember. They just don't know about it. But, yeah, that's a good look. So, yeah, the Woman King.
Yes. She's been doing a lot of different interviews talking about the movie, the film. But I hear a lot of people speaking on it, but I didn't know it was the number one at the box office. So.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, movie time. On my list is Pinocchio. The live version with Kennedy. We have a movie night again. We didn't keep that going since your visit, thank God. But I wanted to see Pinocchio, the live action version, right? Like, oh, yeah, it's not the Woman King, but we'll see if that pans out tonight.
That was a pretty cool thing that you guys do, though. You know, because that's family time and creating those priceless memories. You know,
yeah.
The way you all were doing it, you had your tickets, your admission tickets, and you had your little narrative about the movie. So, that's
right.
A good suggestion for family nights to anybody who wants to do that with their family. Every Friday night they pick a movie and they make their admission tickets and set everything up. Best theater in the world. It's in your own living
room. They tried it, right? They ain't showed out like that since you left. I ain't got a ticket since we will talk about that another time. be like, come back. I don't want to make you laugh. I'm not going to make you laugh. But yeah, oh my gosh, movie night. Well, let's go on and keep this already. It's already 8:00, Queen. We almost there. We almost there. Voice hanging there with us, hanging there with us. Mr. G Lou, you over there doing your thing. Thank you. Yeah, we are almost there. As I was kind of looking at our selections for the night, you know, we said it was like the 80s, 90s things, but is it just me or I think the 80s had it more going on with...
Definitely.
Yeah, you know, and I was little during most of that time in the 90s. It was like, did hip-hop really kill it like that? We'll find out next week, but yeah, what happened?
For me, the further back in the years, the better for me. So, the 80s were still booming and good music being still produced. And, the 90s was just kind of, you know, you just kind of listen to it sometimes. But I always rode with my own music, always.
Everybody has their own, you know, choices and stuff like that. But some of them in the 90s, we're going to get to them in a little bit. But some of them in the 90s, they did. You know, they had that 80s feel going on. But it was just interesting.
They still try to keep it going. Even some of the music now with the, you know, by the samples. That's where these samples come from, you know, to try to keep it going.
Yeah, look at how many... on this list, and I was like, I didn't even know it if it wasn't for this rap song, but yeah, Cousin Marcy not gonna talk your head off though, y'all. Fabulous Fridays, 914-803-4001. Another thing about the 80s, when it came to people, you know, they were kind of different. We didn't know who they were. And when this cat came along, it was like, okay, who are you? What are you? Where you come from? Talking about Terrence Trent D'Arby. Lasted onto the scene, right? We was like, who is you? And then he had that bomb album. So Let's do some sign your name, and then we'll get into some of our favorites we probably all know and love. Renee and Angela, your smile.
Ooh.
Keep on rolling with
that's
it.
That's DJ Maniac's favorite song.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Kev Ski, straight from Harlem, fifth Beatle of the Get Fresh crew. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM.
Got a girl whose pussy is so good, if you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
Well, I don't want to meet her.
I do.
I can't go a day without
You know, sometimes sunshine turns to rain.
Get your tea, cousin. Get your tea. I got a tea. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that sunshine turns, you know, to rain. And shout out to, you know, just shout out to the people that's out there putting their foot in their mouth every single day. I would never say their name, but like somebody said something real horrible. They tried to spark some stuff up a couple of months ago about the late great Nipsey Hussle, and you know, they do this quite often, but today, they got their foot in their mouth, like, real deep. So, shout out to everybody out there, like, doing that. Just don't do it. Like, just don't talk about people. Just don't revel in bad and naughty things. Like, if I had anything to say about that, just, like, just don't do it. It's awful. You know who you are.
And you know who you are.
Don't be talking about the late grade, like, trying to always expose, and I'm going to expose, and you're going to get exposed. You're going to get exposed. I had to get that off.
What you're talking about, that's why I'm like,
right? Yeah, we won't even say out of that person's name on here. They don't deserve it. Yep. So just like keep that man's name out your mouth. Alrighty, so
hey, Billy Ocean. Billy Ocean.
Right?
I seen Billy Ocean about a few weeks ago, and he has some beautiful locks. I was like, wow. He's aging very well, very well. Yeah,
he is. He looks like a African American, like a Santa Claus. That beard, nice and gray. But yeah, this is a good one. I love Billy Ocean. Right? Fabulous Fridays.
In the love zone.
in the love zone. Right?
That part, yeah. That Caribbean. It's better to, too.
Right? It's better to be in the love zone than the hate zone. Spread some love today. Mm-hmm. Well, Queen, we is like almost done. Can you believe it? We is rolling through. We barely got to. Thank you. We barely got to. Like we still not in the '90s yet. We might have to do a part two.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna give a shout out. DJ Maniac. Like I was saying that. Renee and Angela, Your Smile, that's one of his favorite songs by them. So every time I hear it, I think about DJ Maniac. So shout out to DJ Maniac.
Yay,
and also
yay.
For being the producer of that amazing Volume 2, Soul of the Streets with G. Lou. So you all should all go get that. It's streaming on all platforms. You will not be disappointed. And if you don't have Volume 1, get that as well. As a matter of fact, if you don't have too much of G. Lou's music, go get it. It's available streaming all digital platforms. You will not go wrong. And also tomorrow, Saturday, Cynthia Nunn gives out free food every Saturday at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in Compton, California, 12 o'clock noon, first come, first serve. But never worry, because she always has plenty of food to give away. Bless Sylvia Nunn, Cynthia Nunn, for doing that with the nonprofit. And also Nora Armani Candles. Check their website out as well. They have new fragrances out for the fall. So check them out. I just received my package in the mail, and I'm actually burning the wax melts now, which are vanilla linen. Amazing smell. So yeah,
sound the alarm. I smell it over here. I was custom made. Yes, shout out to all those mentioned. And don't forget, for our listeners listening on Blog Talk, you can catch any of our shows of Fabulous Fridays. The replays are available on Blog Talk Radio at the G. Lou Show. Okay, so you could just go back and listen. I think we got a couple of those on YouTube as well. So it's just a lot of checkout. You got some free time. You're just sitting there. You just want to vibe out. Check out all the shows and platforms, just like Queen said. Yep. Well, that's my little talky time.
Sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to our sponsors. Go ahead, Carson.
BTP Media Group, so sorry, Didi Harrison, Tweet Cadillac, and I think I stuck DJ Maniac in there too. But yeah, shout out to all of those and our listeners. Thank you for your support and being here with us every Friday. We appreciate you. And of course, Mr. G. Lou, thank you.
Let's go to our next song. With Loose Ends, You Can't Stop the Rain, and then the whispers. We have to hear the whispers.
Yeah, I know you do. That's for you. I'm faux.
But you still can't stop that rain.
Beyond, there's no boundaries.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yay, yay. We are still here. You can't stop the rain. Loose ends. And Queen said, we got to play them whispers. Say yes, right?
Yes, we got to hear those whispers.
Right. We're going to get it some more rain. Can't you stand the rain, okay? It rained last week here. And this today we had a heat wave.
Oh, okay. Like, and it cooled down here.
I think it's their birthday. Happy birthday to the twins.
To the twins. Straight out of watch.
Come here. Thank you. today. I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you ever afford?
Did I let you? and I broke each one of them. But I had to learn over and over again. Don't hurt the one you love. Girl, you see that I apologize. Tell me what to do to get through to you. Girl, not the same. I knew I was to blame. Tell me when you're right. Do you love
see you smile again. Welcome. We made it. We got 290 songs in there.
I like that. Yeah, the exit
good.
Of that, you know.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out, another shout out too, before the night and to Mr. and Mrs. Brown, Snow Brown. So shout out to them for their getting married and still honeymooning. Just see all that fun and love that they're having. So shout out to them. And also asking for prayer for tomorrow for my family, because tomorrow is a homegoing for dear Nico. So you guys can just say a prayer for the family tomorrow.
Definitely. And prayers for them going up. And Brother Desmond, he just had a birthday, didn't he, yesterday? But yeah.
This was the weekend he was supposed to have his party.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm praying for you, though.
So I just wanted to tell everybody thank you for tapping in on our show. Hopefully next week when we come back, my voice will be back in effect. It should be. If not, then there's an issue. So.
No.
Yeah,
don't say that. Yeah, we're going to be ready. You're going to be fine. We're going to put that in the air.
Yeah, I got to get ready for Sunday.
Got Sunday coming up. So, yes. Feel better, because next week, Queen, you got to put your Adidas suit on. We going there. So, let's get ready. Get your Kango. I know you got a Kango.
Had on my high-top Adidas today.
Please. Yeah, Timberlands. Pull them out. Can't wait. Could you hear it? So excited.
Yeah. It'll be a nice show. Absolutely.
Right. But yes, thank you for everybody tuning in. Thank you to Mr. G. Lou. He's going to take us out with whatever may be. Fabulous Fridays, Queen Jean. We out.
Peace and love.
Ashe. Peace and love. Ashe.
Everybody wants